Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve Goldstein, Goldie Television, play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. You also see him doing sports on CBS4 here in Miami. Panthers lost yesterday. They're in Columbus tomorrow. Before I get to Panthers stuff, though, Goldie, did you watch any of the NBA All-Star game last night? I know the Panthers game ended during, like, the three-point contest. So did you watch? So I'm imagining you couldn't watch the skills contest or the three-point. But did you watch or did you have any interest in the NBA All-Star game?
You know, I totally actually forgot about it. I didn't realize it was already March 7th, because I think that was the day of the game. I guess yesterday was March 7th. So, no, I actually was so focused on the hockey and then did a thing for CBS after the game. And it was the, you know, it was the back-to-back for the Panthers. So when I came home, I really didn't even think about it. I was sportsed out. I just didn't even turn the TV on.
So that means you did not turn on CBS, your own station, to watch the Prince Harry, Meghan Markle Oprah interview?
No. No, I'm one of the few people. I have zero interest in the royal family, and it's always been like that. I don't know why. It's just I know a lot of people in our country are fascinated by it. I've never been like that. I really don't have any interest in what goes on personally with the people, you know, that are involved in the royal family. No.
And Goldie, quickly back to the NBA All-Star game. I know you love sports, man. You cover sports. You love sports. Talk about sports. For you not to watch it, the NBA has to do something. Can they make guys participate? Because I don't know if you saw the dunk contest where a bunch of high schoolers doing dunks that I see Solana do in the JCC.
Yeah, I don't know what they can do with that. You know, I think, look, when I was growing up, I mean, you never missed it. I mean, the baseball All-Star game was like the biggest day of the year because, you know, you got to see the other league and it was so big. And the NBA All-Star game was like that too. You know, when I was, you know, teenager and younger, you know, in the 80s, I mean, there was never a doubt at the NBA All-Star game that Magic and Larry and, you know, Kareem, I mean, they were all playing. It wasn't even a debate that would a guy go or not. I remember when Michael Jordan went for the first time, and then in the 90s when Kobe went for the first time, it wasn't even a question mark because those guys wanted to go. So I don't know what they can do. I also think with all these All-Star games, you know, every single game in every sport is on TV now. We could watch anything, anytime. And I just don't think the All-Star games, you know, in general are as big of a deal as they used to be for that reason. The actual game. Now, I still enjoy all the fanfare and all the stuff around it, especially if I'm able to go once in a blue moon. I've got a chance, you know, NBA, NHL. You know, when the baseball one was here, it's fun. So I don't know what their answer is. I really don't. But, no, they can't make guys go. I don't think they can.
I think the NHL does a really good All-Star. Not necessarily the game. It's the way that I feel about the NBA. The game itself is secondary to me. I love the skills competition. I love all that stuff. I love watching the stars compete, you know, on the fastest shot and all that stuff. I think they do a good job. Is there an NHL All-Star break this year? I don't even know.
No, the game was supposed to be here in January. So no break. So I'm assuming they'll push it to next year. I'm not sure if they awarded it to somebody else. If they did, and they'd probably delay it another year, so it would come here in 2 years. But yeah, the NHL, they never well, I shouldn't say they never have to coax guys into going, because if you don't go, you then have to miss the game, I believe, after the All-Star game if you decide not to go.
Oh, really?
So there's actually a punishment. Yeah, and I think I think Ovechkin a couple of years ago didn't go, and he missed the next Capitals game. So they put that in place to kind of make guys go. But most of the hockey guys, they love going. And like you said, Hawk, it's that night before where they're doing all the stuff. They love it. They love being on the ice, watching guys, you know, fastest skater and the hardest shot and all that stuff. So,
did you watch Coming to America 2 this weekend?
I did. Yes, I did.
You did? Okay. Now, yes. Without spoilers, no spoilers here for people that haven't watched it yet. What do you give it, and what were your thoughts?
Well, I'm just going to give one little spoiler, okay? In the original, the arranged marriage, the wife still barks like a dog, okay? That's the only thing I'll say.
Now, why would you give it away? Why would you give it away?
Because it's a small part of... A small part of the movie. I don't know.
But I just said no spoilers. Why would you give that away?
Same way the NBA guys don't go to the All-Star game. I mean, rules aren't rules. You know, whatever. Do what you want.
I don't understand. I just don't understand why you felt the need to give that away.
Yeah, I don't know either.
all the characters. Go and tell them all the characters.
No spoilers.
Yeah. I'm going to give it just because of the nostalgia. You know, and, you know, all of the same characters, you know, were back, you know, as everybody knows in the movie. So it's just nostalgic because some of the greatest scenes, I think, in movie history were in the original Coming to America. So overall, the movie was not great, but because of the nostalgia from the original, I'm going to give it a 7.
Out of 100?
How's that?
Out of 100?
Out of 10. And by the way, I'm an easy audience, just so you know. It doesn't take much to entertain me.
I'm 100% with you. I'm 100% with you. If you're comparing it to the original, shame on you. The nostalgia factor was great.
Yeah.
You
enjoyed my analysis then.
Like I said, I'm not trying to spoil it, but I think they try to do a little too much where you should just let people be themselves. They tried to add a little too much in there. That's why I think it didn't meet the standard of number one.
I didn't think it was as good. Like I said, I'm stretching to giving it a 7 only because we got scenes and characters.
You smiled. You smiled during the whole thing, right? You smiled during the whole thing.
We had one barbershop
smiled during
scene.
Part of it.
One barbershop scene. That should have been
half
the movie.
You're giving it away.
I didn't want to say that. You just said don't give anything away, and then you guys mentioned at the barbershop.
Well, you gave away a key plot point.
That was not a key plot point. That was a very small portion of it.
I beg to differ.
She appeared once.
And I bet that fine actress, she appeared twice.
I said it was once. Man. I don't recall.
I believe she appeared twice. All right. You can't
do too much. By the way, you totally... You know, it messes it up if you do too much of the guys in the barbershop, because then it becomes old. The fact that it's a small snippet is what makes it so good, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You have to show some sort of governor there for, hey, this was like the final scene to me was perfect. Perfect. I left there. I was smiling and dancing. I had the time of my life. All right. Steve Goldstein, play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. So they lost to the Hurricanes yesterday. Solana mentioned it at the beginning of the show. They just can't seem to beat the Hurricanes. But do you just chalk that up to, hey, Carolina's probably just a better team than they are right now. They've won, what'd they win, 5-6 in a row? Like, they're a very good hockey team.
Yeah, you know, look, the first three games went to overtime. You know, Carolina won two of them. The Panthers won one. You know, yesterday, Carolina did play better. The Panthers didn't have their usual energy and, you know, all that. And they got out-goaltended. I mean, there's a few of those shots Chris Kreider's got to stop. When you're playing by the Carolina, the top five team, they're a Stanley Cup contender. So, you know, there's a few different things that factored in yesterday. In the other three games, the Panthers also came from behind on Carolina. You know, they talked about that going into the third period when it was a one goal game. So I think it's one of those things where, look, their D is terrific. I mean, Carolina might have the best defense in the league. Those guys are very active offensively. They're a very tough team to play against. You know, like I said, the Panthers were tied for second going into yesterday in the entire NHL. Carolina was tied for fourth. So they're an excellent team. They'll still play four more times. And the interesting thing is, you know, there's a chance that the Panthers and Hurricanes, and a decent chance, by the way, that they'll play in the first round of the playoffs because it's all in the division.
And, Goldie, you talked about them coming back late, you know, against Carolina, but just, you know, against most teams this year, they start out slow and they finish strong. Is that a flaw? Like, is that something being talked about, or are they just teams, you know, year in and year out in NHL that start slow and finish strong?
You know, Channing, I think there was such a concerted effort this year because of all the previous years of giving up just tons of goals. I think there's been such a concerted effort to be a simpler team, a harder team to play against, and a more responsible defensive team. And I think they carry that into games. So while they fall behind, you know, they don't fall behind 3-4-0. Like they're down a goal, maybe two goals, and then they push and they're able to get it right back. So I think in the evolution of this team, I think we'll start to see them score first more often. But in my personal opinion, that's what I see. Like early in games, it's not like the past where they're not ready to play and they're giving up 2-on-1s and 3-on-1s and giving up goals. I think they're focused so much on being a smart, disciplined, defensive team early in the game that maybe, perhaps, it comes at the expense of the offense sometimes. And then when they fall behind, maybe you get a little bit riskier, you're pushing a little bit more. And we know, once they get that going, they're a really hard team to beat. The other thing is that they're very confident. I mean, they give up the first goal of a game, it doesn't even faze them. They don't change the way they play at all.
That's the fun part of watching this team. We talked with, who was it? Frank Vetrano last week. And I said, it might not be fun for players out there on the ice, but for fans watching, I don't mind when they go down because you know that they're going to come back. They don't change their game. I like it. You got to mention, too, Goldie is with us. You can watch him tomorrow, Fox Sports Florida, when the Panthers play the Blue Jackets. We got to mention, too, Noah Lachari, right? Hat trick on Saturday. All that guy does is put up hat tricks.
Joel Quenneville said he either scores none or three. It's amazing. Guy's got three hat tricks now. Since December of 19, of course, we had a long pause, obviously. He didn't play a lot of hockey, you know, late last year. But since December of 19, David Pastrnak, who's like a 40-goal guy for the Bruins, a great goal scorer, has four hat tricks. He leads the league. Achari and Alex Ovechkin have three. It's really remarkable that he's able to do this. Yeah.
It's really amazing. Who's going to be in goal for the Panthers tomorrow?
Oh, without a doubt, I think it's Sergei Bobrovsky. You know, look, we've talked about this goalie thing, and that's why early in the year we were saying, oh, you know, who's number one? Do we have a controversy? You know, not really. Drieger was hot. Bobrovsky wasn't playing great. Of course, you're going to go with the guy that's hot. Now that is flipped. Bobrovsky is playing pretty well. Drieger, you know, has struggled a little bit in a couple of, I mean, not bad, you know, but like yesterday. He wasn't bad, but he probably should have had, you know, two of those four goals, and then it's a whole different game if he makes those saves. So I'm thinking it's Bob tomorrow, and to be honest with you, Hawk, I think there's a chance here if Bobrovsky can, you know, get even better. You know, he's allowed two goals a game, I think, the last few games, which is excellent. If he does that or even better, I got a funny feeling it just might be his net now until he loses a game because they play every other game. So if they win tonight, I fully expect them in on Thursday. And if they win Thursday, I'm expecting them Saturday night at home against Chicago.
There you go. Steve Goldstein. He is the consummate broadcast professional, which is why you see him on Fox Sports Florida and CBS 4, and why Mike Cugno tweeted out they did an interview with you on CBS 4. You had the earbuds, AirPods, Alexa, Google Alexa home in your ears, whatever you had in your ears. You seem to be wearing them in an odd fashion. But they fell out during the interview with Mike Cugno, and like a broadcast professional, you just forged ahead with the interview.
Well, you know, we're told very early on, as you guys know, two things in broadcasting, especially when we do sports, and show up and just keep talking. Whatever happens, just keep talking. So, you know, the AirPods, they're the Apple AirPods, and one of them, okay, doesn't really fit well in my ear. It's almost like, it's something in my ear. It's not the AirPod. So it kind of always gets loose when it's in there. Like I can't like take a walk with them in my ear because it will fall out. So I switched them and put them where like the little part that sticks out at the bottom, like it sticks like out away from me instead of straight down. And that seems
right.
To wedge
that's
them
you
in
were
my
wearing
ears
them in an
well.
Odd fashion. It's very noticeable that you're wearing them in a way that it's not meant to be worn.
Well, I mean, however they're meant, I thought I had him wedged in there pretty good. Obviously, I was wrong because each one at a different time during the hit fell out of my ear. Yeah. So.
But
I don't know what
as a broadcast professional, he did his thing, man. He did his thing. Steve Goldstein, you'll see him tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida. And again, for those of you interested in streaming Coming to America on Amazon, Goldie gives it 7 out of 100. So
wait, hang on. 7 out of 10. But what did you guys give it?
So I would give it 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with that.
Six.
Crowder, same. 7 out of 10.
Six.
But for me, there's more nostalgia. I'm older than you, Crowder. Like, although I will tell you this, my wife and I watched the original Coming to America on Friday night, and then we watched the sequel on Saturday. So it was really fresh in our memory. So to watch all the callbacks, like it was, I just thought it was well done. The story is terrible. It's terrible. Yes. I'm not going to, I mean, the story itself is terrible.
You had 30 years. You had 30 years to come up with a story.
But you didn't need a good new story. You just needed to bring all the characters back, which is what they did. That's all you wanted to see. The story was secondary. It was like a bunch of SNL skits, right? And that's all you wanted. I could have done without Leslie Jones. I didn't think she didn't add anything to the movie to me, but I thought Wesley Snipes was excellent.
Yeah. No, I like Leslie Jones in general. I think she's really funny. So I enjoyed her being in the movie. I agree with you 100%. The storyline didn't really matter. You just had the characters and the same funny interactions that you had before. And that was enough for me, but the story was pretty bad. Yeah, that's why I only gave it a 7.
Right.
Otherwise, it would have been a 9 or a 10.
Right. It's like, oh, you haven't had your mom's meatloaf in 30 years. She makes you the meatloaf, but then you start going, well, I didn't really enjoy the plate or the dinner rolls. And it's like, no. You just wanted the meatloaf again. Like, you got the meatloaf.
I got you.
And that's what you got with Coming to America. You got the meatloaf. The plate,
yeah.
the there was no tablecloth. So what? You know, you got the meatloaf.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually a halfway decent analogy. I got to give it to you.
I'm sorry. What's that?
Halfway
good
easy.
Analogy? Yeah, thank you.
Not bad. Yeah, I can understand.
Every
it.
Now,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
You know what they teach at broadcast school, Goldie? Just keep talking.
That's it. Hey, show up and keep talking.
Goldie, when's the last time you ate meatloaf, Goldie? Meat damn loaf.
Oh, man. You know what? I think about a couple of months ago. Where was I?
Yeah, meatloaf
I
is
good.
I got
the pre-made. The already
regularly?
Cooked. The already made meatloaf at Whole Foods. I was at Whole Foods, and they have meatloaf there on the pre-cooked stuff where it's already made, and I got a piece of meatloaf and heated it up, and it was really good.
Yeah, who doesn't enjoy a little piece of meatloaf every now and then? You know, like meatloaf Crowder?
I haven't eaten meatloaf since high school. What am I going to eat a meatloaf for?
Oh, I mean, Boston Market makes a good meatloaf. At least I in all fairness, I don't think I've had it in 10 or 15 years. So I don't know why I'm arguing vehemently for it, other than the fact that I like to argue. But Boston Market used to have a very good meatloaf.
Hey, if Crowder said the meatloaf's great, I had it yesterday, you'd rip him. If he says, what the hell are you eating meatloaf for? I haven't had it since high school, you'll rip him. Poor guy can't win.
Yeah, no. I know. Welcome. I feel a little disingenuous, but I do think meatloaf is an excellent food. I don't know why anyone would be angry towards meatloaf. And I'm telling you, Boston Market used to make a great meatloaf. I don't know if they do any longer, but I'm putting it on my circle back list. I'm going to circle back to Boston Market.
Got it.
Thank you, Solana. He keeps my list, Goldie. Yeah, got to get someone to keep
it. It must be.
All right. There
a
you
long,
go. Steve
convoluted
Goldstein.
List.
Right. Watch him tomorrow on Fox Sports. All right, go ahead. Read, Goldie, what our circle back list is on this show. Every now and then we decide to circle back to something. Solana's been keeping the list. What is the circle back list?
Do all cows produce milk or just female cows?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know that, Goldie? Do all
I have no idea, and I've never even thought about it, but I'd say it's all cows. It's not even a debate.
Right. That's what I said. We learned from Crowder that cows are only female. The male is a steer.
Steers and bulls. Goldie, do you produce milk?
Listen,
that's a good point, right?
Where
that's right, because when they're males, they're steers. That's right.
Right. Right. This is where Goldie and I claim Jewishness, and we just weren't around a farm. It's just the
way
I'm
a Jewish guy from Brooklyn. What do you want me to know about cows? Besides, let me get a half a pound and put some garlic powder on it and cook it.
He's waiting for the milkman to deliver the milk in a glass bottle. All right. What else is on the circle back list, Solana?
All right.
Goldie, are there any Indians in the band Neon Indian?
I've never heard of that band, so I don't know.
Neither have we, so that's really a Solana circle. Can we take that off the circle back list? I don't think anyone's interested in that. Yeah.
Is Angel,
anything else on the circle back list?
Yeah, is angel hair pasta shorter than spaghetti?
Is angel hair pasta shorter?
No, yeah. I think it's thinner is what it is.
Correct, right. And it's the width that matters.
Huh? Right.
He agreed.
Anything else on
the circle back list?
Kobe Fleener.
Again?
That's it. This Kobe Fleener.
That's it? That's all? Right. Kobe Fleener, that's it?
Yeah, we'll circle back just to Kobe all Fleener, right. Goldie.
All right. You have any thoughts on Kobe Fleener?
A great name. That's about it.
He was a tight end. You remember him? Remember him? No?
I remember him, yeah. Right. I remember the name, yeah. I remember the guy, yeah.
Anything else?
You guys are nuts.
On the circle
let me
back
tell
list.
Oh, we can keep going. This one's my personal favorite. If Chris Whittingham learns to like grilled cheese, will he have more sex?
What? I must have been gone that day. So what is this? If grilled cheese is an aphrodisiac?
That's what I have written down, and I believe you were here that day. If Chris Whittingham learned to like grilled cheese, will he have more sex?
Huh.
Man, a little more laid back.
Cheese is not an aphrodisiac.
A little more laid back, a little more accepting to people, you know, maybe a little more action.
I don't know. I think that one needs more context, Solana. Sometimes when you write down these circle backs, make sure you add some context so we know exactly what we were talking about. Anything else on the circle back list?
Did fire-breathing dragons exist?
Yeah. Were there ever fire-breathing dragons? Did they?
Were there ever?
Yeah. Like dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with no, but I would not be shocked if you come up with some proof that there was. How's that?
All right. Well, we're going to circle back on that one anyway. So
how?
Well, you got to circle back thousands of years, so good luck.
Yeah. No, we'll circle back. Was there anything else, Solana?
Yeah, I mean, we have plenty of these, Goldie.
Meatloaf, Boston Market. All right. Steve Goldstein, watch him tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida. See you, Goldie.
Oh, hang on. Ma, the meatloaf. All right, see you guys.
Excellent line. Well done. There you go. Steve Goldstein.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.